When you called upon your listeners to come up with awesome video game idea pitches, I immediately thought of
leprechauns and gnomes, trolls and elves, mythological creatures, Donkey Kong, Box of Clouds, zombies.
It's my game idea for a life always.
I think it would be fantastic, and I hope to someday make it.
And it just might be interesting enough to play
with three of your good friends,
throwing ideas around for a video game. One time, me and my friend were just sitting around trying to think of like a cool story.
I just started writing like crazy.
Yeah, without any kind of massive overarching plotline or other such stuff.
You would take on the role of an ordinary man who one day, in a tragic accident, has his right forearm chopped off.
And it's really gritty, like Saving Private Ryan.
So it's essentially a revenge story.
He's going on this adventure and he's going across the land.
A desert level, an ice level, and a sky level.
You know, climbing up to a hill and finding a nice horizon and enjoying it with a nice ambient soundtrack.
Sudden, the earth would open up like a gigantic earthquake, and you'd find yourself falling down into a deep cavern.
You use the Shroud of Turin as a parachute,
and then the rest of the game is spent battling your way through hell.
People would be attacking you,
and they're crazy homicidal.
Scars you got might try and strangle you,
and it's like, let's get out of here. So go through the front door, then you go out the back.
You may want to try to kill them.
The players will be armed with
celebrity toenail clippings and mason jars,
handbags and galleys,
or just whatever you happen to stumble upon.
Catheters,
catapult,
singing Santa Clauses,
harpoon gun,
a siege weapon,
centrifuges, whatever, you know.
Now, what good's an umbrella? Well, you can swing it like a sword to attack your enemies, which, by the way, there would be hundreds and hundreds of in every level, all coming at you.
In order to avoid death, you need to get rid of that threat.
You gotta swing your umbrella around, you gotta stab people with it.
And then you kill the sharks and not see the squids.
This Gustavo, we're hunting down kids.
You might be haunted by the ghosts of the people you've killed.
But there would still be
points and currency.
You can buy
a little tiny boat and
a sexy woman.
And do like a whole Animal Kingdom kind of thing.
You can do anything that you would usually do in California.
Just doing strange things.
Poking your head where it doesn't belong.
You would explore these caves and crevices.
I've always enjoyed games where you can explore.
Get in, get out, and complete your mission.
And it's essentially just one kind of menial task over and over again.
20 straight minutes of fireworks and cymbals crashing.
Just this unintrusive, enjoyable game that you can sit back on a sofa and, you know, gently press a thumbstick and wheel yourself around.
It'd probably be the best video game ever made, so someone should make it.
Essentially, that's about it. Yeah.
That's my idea. Thank you for listening.